You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Moneyline with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Top of the hour, ready to go. We got a lot to talk about here. Some fun topics coming up. And also, JP, home run, JP, strikeout. Are we going both of these, or are you just going to stick to your guns with what you had?
No, I took a home run prop, too.
Oh, that's good.
Now, I give you the game? Guess,
like, which, okay, yes, there you go. Yeah,
bro, I'm going
that's
to the
Donnie's forte.
Jays Orioles.
All right, so let me go down here. Let's go to the Jays and the O's.
It's got to be Vladdy quick 30-day Jr., research right? Isn't here. That how this always
I don't know.
Works?
Hold on. Hey, let me go to the Toronto hitters first. So Kramer's up right-handed. Yeah, I mean, that's – ooh, I got to tell you, though, man. You're looking at Vladdy. You're looking at Teoscar. You're looking at Bichette and Chapman in this game. Now, see, how far down the pipeline are we going with JP, right, Kev? Like,
well, so far he's not gone very far down, which is no disrespect. He's been winning. But I'm saying, like, I try to, like, outthink myself, like, every time.
Yeah, the best guy, like, here's what you have to worry. The best guy, through my numbers, over the past 30 days, the way it would set up tonight, and quite frankly, I'm glad JP just put me onto this game because I actually do have a team total over 4.5 minus 114 I played. But now looking at this, that's four really good home run chances. The best numbers in this game, though, are Matt Chapman, 369 ISO, 458 weighted on base percentage versus right-handed pitching with Kramer, has a 442 weighted on base percentage and an ISO of 302. He would be the perfect matchup, but I guess we got to go with Vladdy Jr. then. I guess we do. If we're sticking with judges and the big boys, I'm going Vladdy Jr. That's my guess. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I said right away because I just can't.
Did you?
I did. Useless. Go ahead, JP.
What do you got?
We're taking Vlad Jr.
Yeah, it makes sense. It did make sense. And by the way, if you are out there looking, that ain't a bad idea, man. 25 on Vlad, 25 on Hernandez, 25 even on Bichette, 25 on Chapman. I'm going to have to do that tonight. I'm going to have to get a unit invested in that game and have some fun. Yeah, it sounds like I'm back, only to be like, now hold on. Lourdes Gurriel went deep. Now wait a minute. Whit Merrifield into the seats. Biggio's got another two. Yeah, we've been down that road before. But that does make some sense. So feeling that one out and having some fun. So, and also, do you have a K prop or just the home run prop tonight, JP?
Yeah, before the show, I took Robbie Ray over 6.5 strikeouts tonight.
Oh, that's Kev's. Oh, there you go. He likes that. Now tell him why you like that, K-Dub.
Well, I mean, look, I understand the idea of going up against the Yankees probably. They don't strike out as much as old groups, but Robbie Ray has kind of been able to return. His early season stuff wasn't as good. It's not. I have three of them kind of circled, and we'll make final declarations soon enough. But, JP, do you want to expand on the Robbie Ray process there?
I mean, they're home. Robbie Ray's a great pitcher, and I think that the Yankees tonight are going to struggle to get some balls in the field, so I figured I'd take the K-prop rather than taking an under.
Sure.
Mixed it up.
There you go.
Mixing it up. How about that? What's the number? 6.5, right?
Yeah, 6.5.
There you go. All right.
Cy Young, Robbie Ray. All right. Are we ready for this? Because this will take up a nice segment and a half if we don't get this started. Pet peeve here, which I guess is not a pet peeve, but as I talk about, my previous residence, I had the good fortune of having both cable and also the dish. And I got to tell you, like, we're talking about, like, customer service and stuff. The dish is really hard to deal with. But if you get it right, which I did, a couple TVs hooked up, it was wonderful for college basketball, baseball. If anybody has the package in baseball, let's just say you have it, because I have the MLB on my apps and stuff like that, which is fine for now, and I don't mind it at all. But I had multiple TV setups, which I do in my office, but I had the 4 TV setup in my old studio, which included the 75-inch TV, which was the one main one in the middle. And if you have the dish package in baseball, you can put all those boxes up at once on a 75-inch TV, watch every game, and just sort of toggle between the ones that you wanted. It was fantastic. But again, the reason that I got the dish was not for the baseball package. It was for the NFL package, which is wonderful. I had so much fun the last 2 years of having the luxury of watching whatever game I wanted, multiple games at once, and enjoyed that immensely. Now I moved, like, you know what, canceled the dish. You know, I don't need it anymore. And it looks like the dish, Kevin, is only going to be in effect for roughly one more year. So here's what I'm walking the dog this morning, right? And I'm already thinking about it for the past couple months going, I know week one, I'm going to lose my mind. And if I have to sign up for this for like 2 years to get 1 year of the NFL package, it might be worth it at this point. And I don't want to do that. So I see this, like, it wasn't a text. It was almost like I was reading through like Reddit or something like that. And one of the ads comes up and it says, you know, and don't worry, no satellite, no problem. NFL ticket streaming on your, you know, device. But it's not like one of the bootleg ones, right? It's from the DirecTV package, and it says, put in your address to see if you're eligible. So what does that even mean? Like, what, if I don't have a computer? I have a computer, I have a laptop, I have a tablet, I have a phone. Sure, I can watch this. So I put in my address. Yeah, you don't get it in your area. So I put in my old address. Yeah, you don't get it in your area. I put in, like, my childhood address. Yeah, you don't get it in your area. What area gets this?
Yeah,
where is this? Like, that? Like, I looked at that and said, oh, my goodness. Like, why wasn't this available to me before where if I want to get that and watch? Now, you can't watch in-market games, which who cares? Like, the Eagles are on my TV anyway. I'm not surfing to watch the Eagles. But the fact that I can't get it, which leads me to believe it's like a scam. Like, no, you can get the dish in your area. You get the dish, and we're going to charge you so much more money. You don't have the luxury. So I was wondering, like, where is this? Upstate New York, Florida? Who gets this?
But I guess we can try and figure this out, because I'm sure a lot of people are figuring it out. What's up with the NFL streaming official package?
Ah, yes. Let's talk about that, too.
Because has that been announced yet? Like, all the details and where you can get it?
Yes. I believe so. I believe it's ready to go. And I'm glad you brought that up, because there's the Mets homer again to make it 6-0, well on the way to the total. We got a lot of football talk, and maybe not on the gridiron. Come on back with us.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at it here, 2 o'clock hour, and we are talking NFL, everything NFL topics here. The dish. We're talking about NFL Plus, which just kicked in. And by the way, very rare that you see this, because I was a subscriber to NFL Game Pass for years and years and years, and it's a big part of the tools that I used to like to cap football, because I want to watch the game itself. Like, if I, because Donnie, you have the ticket. What are you talking about? Like, I mean, talking about concentrating and watching every play in a condensed fashion just to get a feel for how the quarterback's doing, the play-by-play, what do you think's happening on the field? Do you want to go back and watch a play that you didn't see live? You can do all of that. And it was usually $100 a month. But the new NFL Plus comes in. It's actually $80 for the year. So you get a discount, and it's basically the same exact thing. Now, it looks like here the NFL Plus is you get live, local, and primetime games on your mobile and tablet, which is basically your TV. That wouldn't have any impact on me whatsoever because, you know, well, if you go outside of your house, you want to watch the game, I guess that's fine. But most people are watching their favorite team, not mowing the lawn and watching it on a small phone. Live out-of-market preseason games, which is okay, if you want to toggle through that, that's fine. Live game audio, home and away national calls. Again, if you're driving around because you want to go to the mall with your wife or your kid on a Sunday where your Eagles, Giants, or Cowboys are playing, that's your own problem there. And the NFL library on demand ad-free, which is, again, you're talking about coaches' film and all that stuff. So they give you a lot of stuff that goes along with it, but not the hey, I want to watch out-of-market games, and I want to tap into the Denver Broncos game because I'm stuck with this Baltimore Ravens-Jets game. It's not there. And also, at the end of the season, DirecTV is up. So they don't know where they're going with that. I'll tell you exactly where they're going. It's to the streaming markets. But for decades, Kevin, as it's been on the dish, and not everybody, A, can get the dish, nor wants to get the dish and end their cable and or have cable. Like, I'm an idiot, so I'm going to have cable and also the dish. That's the way, you know, I kind of get down at that point because that's what I need to do. But most people don't want to do that. So I used to always say to myself, what is, like, if the NFL says, here's our website, $4.99 for the year, the package is yours. It sells like hotcakes. They make more money than they know what to do with. And I used to say, is it a Ponzi scheme, DirecTV, that the NFL is getting a kickback for? Because in what sense of the word? Now, there's a reason why they do it, and I have a couple theories, but what sense is this? 10% of the people can actually buy this. 100% of the people want it. The point of it is what? Like, why wouldn't that be widely available where you can, because every other sports league, Kevin, doesn't do this. You want the NBA? Easily can get it. You want NHL? You want MLB? All out there. The NFL goes, you know what? We don't need the money. We're just going to give it to DirecTV. False.
No, it's odd, but I have to, before we talk about your Ponzi scheme theory.
Yeah.
I don't believe I'm mistaken here. Aren't you supposed to essentially buy the out-of-market package, the NFL ticket package? Isn't that supposed to be a streaming option for this year, or is that something that is not coming into fruition?
It's not coming into fruition. Like the NFL Plus, that Plus Premium and NFL Plus that I was reading there, it's basically the same thing with a couple added layered features, but this is not you can buy it, which is why I brought up initially when I was like, you know, I had to like do a triple take on, oh my goodness, I can buy the NFL package and get it on my digital device. And then they basically said, yeah, you don't get it in your area. Well, what area actually gets that here? You know, I couldn't figure it out, but that's the next move. But the dish only has one more season with the NFL. Then it's going to be up for bid. But I always questioned why DirecTV was always getting it, saying, boy, like I have Comcast cable in my area, which is Xfinity now. Like you're telling me the NFL didn't reach out and say, hey, Xfinity, we can go partners on this. You know, you take $100 off the top of every subscription, you'll have so many you won't even know what to do with and we'll make a ton of money. And the NFL is like, all about money. You know what? We really don't need this money. And the only thing I could think of is the in-game, I should say, the in-market experience that the NFL sells, meaning the ad revenue, the Philadelphia Eagles, maybe they want those eyeballs specifically on their games as opposed to, hey, guys, you're just surfing around in South Jersey and Philadelphia watching the Chiefs game as opposed to the Eagles game. You can't do that. Therefore, if only 10% of the houses can get this, the majority won't be doing that.
So it's called Sunday Ticket then, right? If you wanted to get the streaming version, though, am I right? That's the streaming. But that's not going to a new major platform.
Not until next year.
Yeah. Okay, but is Sunday Ticket, you need the dish for that?
You need the dish for that, yes. And that's what I was saying. Like, when I got the text, like, no dish needed. I'm like, whoa! Like, this is the greatest thing. But it's not. You can't get it like that.
I was streaming Sunday Ticket last year on the tablet.
Well, we're talking about officially, though. No, we're talking officially, though. There's a restriction on your area that you can go. That's what I'm saying. You can go to the black market and get around that stuff. But on a legitimate site, if it's not available, you can't get it. Like, if I don't know, maybe if I lived in Buffalo, New York, hey, great, you can get it without the dish. They have a service that you can get streaming without the dish. It's just not available in my area. But you can get the dish in my area.
Because you can't access the dish.
I guess. Like, how do they know my? Because I lived in a townhouse complex, which used right. like they actually allowed me to have the dish. I get it, but I also looked at my childhood house, which is the regular house. You can't get the package, but you can get the dish. There are some HOAs that don't let you get a dish in your neighborhood. So what happens if you say, oh, yeah, we can't even get streaming? Like, I don't know where the rules come in or why you can't, or if it's the Philadelphia Eagles saying nobody's getting the service in the tri-state area because we want you watching the Eagles and nobody else unless you buy the dish and get around it.
I don't know. I'm a little perplexed by this whole thing here because I know I was able to find access. And I don't mean like – I mean, everybody knows the streaming websites that you yes. can find for different. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a Sunday Ticket login that yes. that I had. But
yes, because which you could get around it by doing that. It's like, hey, I got a you have a floating IP or whatever you're doing, like saying, oh, I can't log in this state or do this or that. People have always done that. I also have the Fire Stick, which
yeah, I
remember
going through all those steps though.
Before I got the dish myself, I went for that and it worked like the first weekend. But it was too much and too much of a delay that I lost my mind and just called DirecTV and said, look, I'll pay. What is this? How much is it? And it, quite frankly, I loved the dish along with cable. I could get any sports program I wanted between Xfinity and the dish and was happy as you can be with multiple TVs. So that was the way to do it. I know I'm going to end up folding up and saying, you know what? Man, I'm gonna break down and end up getting the dish because there is something about having it nice on the big screen and multiple ways to do that. But if there's another way out there, I'll certainly look at it as well. As the Cincinnati Reds scored their first run of the game, 6-1, top of the fourth, man on second base is Votto with his second hit of the game, drives in a run. Looks like they're easily going to hit that total. But yes, the NFL. Like, what's the package for next year? What? How much money do they get just to sell it to the highest bidder, like Amazon gets it? Like, you know, it's Amazon or Apple. One of those two are going to get that, right?
Yeah. I guess, I think ESPN, though, was initially talked about. And, hey, got a lot of Big Ten money left over. I think you'll take that. If all of a sudden ESPN Plus, Donnie, I mean, who wouldn't have ESPN Plus?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, sign me up. My goodness. I mean, yes, there's so many different ways to go. Like, and why isn't it there now? Do you know what I mean? Like, why isn't it there now? Like, the point. And is the dish go away? Because I don't know anybody that's like, hey, you know, man, let me go get the DirecTV. I call it the dish. There's the Dish Network, which actually doesn't have the package, but it's DirecTV that has the package. But where does DirecTV go from when they know that their hot package is the NFL ticket, and that's why people are signing up? Now, they'll give you deals like, hey, you know, this year, $100 off, $200 off, and all that stuff to keep you around. But once the NFL season is over, but college basketball, like I used to do a couple other things to watch, and they had a lot more networks, like, you know, the Pac-12, you know, After Dark, you could watch it on multiple different channels. It was great to have, and a million networks, and sometimes that feed came in faster than cable. Sometimes cable came in faster than that feed, so it was always a back-and-forth rat race there. But I thought it was always an interesting topic, and I thought I finally got around it by seeing that tweet / Instagram post like, hey, by the way, you know you don't need the dish to get this, and call us up and see what it is. And I typed in my address as fast as I could, and it told me, yeah, bro, you're out of luck. I'm like, man, yeah, throw my phone across the street at this point. Beat again at that point. Cruising through the show today, having some fun. We'll be right back here at Sonny and Kevin in the afternoon.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right. Cruising through the afternoon right here on the Sports Grid Network, Sirius XM Channel 159. Getting involved with us is easy, 844-843-6879. It's Donnie and Kevin here in the afternoon. And by the way, we got even more runs here now. 6-2 Mets and the Reds. And I believe we need one more run to hit the pregame number, which was, you know, about expected. This isn't a shocker to me at this point. I said if the Reds could get a few runs, basically, which means three runs, that this game's going to go over because the Mets would carry the day, and it certainly looks that way. So we'll keep you updated. Game number two underway today, Kevin. Milwaukee Brewers 1-0 here. Bottom of the first inning over the Rays. So another Yerfie cashes here. Third game underway today. Nationals Cubs, top of the first inning, 2-1-1. So maybe another Yerfie coming across the board. But again, you're talking about Chicago, 5-6 mile an hour winds blowing in. Psh, good luck scoring runs today out in Wrigley. So we'll see how that one plays out. And then my guy, Tuki Toussaint versus Jay Sears and the Angels Athletics. I mean, I don't even know what the attendance is going to be in that game, but two horrendous pitchers about to tee it up and get it going. But let's shift our focus to the NFL because it's been a while that we've talked about like week one games. And if you're saying, like, hey, why are you guys talking week one? I get it. We're not handicapping these games. We're not telling you who's exactly going to win these games. But sometimes I just like to take the temperature of lines because you know what's going on at the FanDuel Sportsbook right now? The Buffalo Bills line is on the move, K-Dub. How about that?
I did not know that line got on the move.
Yeah.
What are without? But I guess it makes some sense. I'm assuming it's pro Bills Stafford related.
Yep. -2.5 now at a total of 52.5. This is the opening game of the season. Rams are going to get their rings. Rams just signed their head coach. Quite frankly, I'm scared to find out what Sean McVay actually signed for here because that's just going to set the market. And you want to talk about like owners usually, Kevin, like stick together. Hey, guys, look, man. I know you got a good coach over there. Can you keep a lid on this just a little bit? Because everybody that gets paid, the room rises, or should I say, what the water rises, yeah, and says everybody's got to start to get paid the same way. So we know that Sean McVay was like, hey, you know, I want a Super Bowl, maybe I'll go to the booth, and Gronke's got more money. Gronke's like, you know, the Live Golf Tour money. It's just endless in the Rams. You want it, you come get it. If you're a good player, pay you whatever you want. There's nothing that can hold them back. But that -2.5 numbers, like, are we starting to get disrespectful here on the Rams? Because this is outside of Matthew Stafford, you're right, coming into that first game with an elbow injury. Something just, and I love the Bills. You know I love the Bills. Mm. But are we going to see a 3? Like, they're a 3-point dog in their own building to open the season?
Yeah, I mean, that look, I know that we have kind of this somewhat joke, but also pretty serious debate about the Buffalo Bills between you and I. And, you know, we maybe, you know, ramp it up a little bit where you like to pretend that I think they're the worst team in the NFL and whatnot. But here's the deal. The Super Bowl champions, who I think I would argue got better over the offseason, and I don't know how many people would really argue they got worse, mm-hmm, right, are a home underdog to start the year. That's too much, man. That's too much to me. Because the one thing I always do to try and put this into perspective is what would we be doing if this game were in Buffalo? Donnie, this line, let's just say you're on the lower scale of how you value home field advantage and you think it's only worth 2 points, mm-hmm, right?
Yeah.
That means if the game was in Buffalo, it's a 6.5. I mean, they play a touchdown to the Super Bowl champs?
-7 Bills at home versus the Rams.
Come on.
-7.
Outrageous.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy when you look at that line, but it's a fun barometer because it was, you know, I wasn't going to this specifically saying the Bills line is on the move because, you know, when the blinking lights were on, so I assume it's changed in just like the last, I don't know, 15 minutes that I checked on it, but the Bills now -2.5. for the season. But again, I'm high on the Bills. I think there's a legitimate chance that the Bills can win that game. But it wouldn't have been surprising if the Rams were -2.5 heading into that game. That would be maybe like, oh, yeah, it sounds about right. But the Bills moving up a sharp line, that tells you that the Buffalo Bills certainly going to be the deal. Now, the next game up, which is really interesting to me, because we don't know. And what I mean is the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cincinnati Bengals. Steelers getting 6.5 points opening day to the Bengals going on the road. We technically don't know who the quarterback's going to be here for the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're telling you, like, hey, don't leave out Mason Rudolph and Kenny Pickett at this point, but it looks like still the leader in the clubhouse is Mitchell Trubisky. But on the Cincinnati Bengals side, saw some pictures today, Joe Burrow on the cart, off the cart, walking around a little bit, but he's not ready to play. And I love the fact that they had to announce that he's out this week and not going to play in the preseason. Thanks for that, guys. I needed that update.
Yeah, what a shock. Right?
Who is it? You know, is that the main topic? Yeah. Jeez.
Him and his appendectomy. Don't want to take a couple of this. Again, anyone coming from that McVay tree, too, right, isn't going to. Can I? I know what we're doing here, but you mentioned the McVay contract extension.
Yeah.
McVay got paid, or McVay got hired. It was a success. Everybody tried to create Sean McVay. If The Rams had one down year. And remember, everybody started slandered. Why are you trying to recreate Sean McVay? Not that good of a coach. This is such nonsense here. And meanwhile, now he goes and wins a Super Bowl, and every team in the NFL would just be groveling for the chance to have Sean McVay as their head coach.
Yeah, picking away interns now, Kevin. Like, not even coaches. Like, oh, you said this guy actually sat in on a film session with you a few times, Sean? Yeah, look that guy up. Get him in here for a look-see to see if he can be our head coach. That's the way it feels. But that's a 52.5, and that's a pretty steep number.
That's a total.
That's a great total because, you know, I'm telling you right now, there is going to be buku bets on week one there on that Thursday night game. Odds boost out the roof. Touchdown each half for these. You want to talk about a game where you can fireworks going off. Now, granted, they do have some pretty good pass rushers on both sides of the table with some good defenses. But we're looking at the 52.5 going, defenses, sit this one out game one. Let's get it going.
I will say on first glance, my heart says under, even though I guess I should say my head says under. More than my heart. My heart says, let's fire up, get after it, and light the world ablaze. Now that game, I mean, you want to talk about match battles. I mean, 504. Nah, the one-on-one. Each quarterback.
The one-on-one. I mean, my God. I think I'm going to load up my account just so I can bet every single game a one-on-one. Because it just makes too much sense at this
point. What's Sunday Night Football?
It's the best bet
in
football.
Because it's usually the primetime games, I know, that get emphasized.
So it'll be September. Let me see what the night game on Sunday night is. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys, a rematch of last year's opening day.
I mean, God, the 504 is going to be like minus 190.
That's a 51.5 in that game, which is pretty crazy. But the Monday night football game is the Broncos and the Seahawks.
Yes. 42.5 looks interesting.
Man, now, you know what's kind of – you know what they're not doing this week? I think it's week two. Is week two the doubleheader on Monday Night Football? Because wouldn't the Broncos and the Seahawks be a great doubleheader back end?
It is.
Did they miss on that? Because it's not a great game per se, right?
Wait,
but it's an interesting environment. What?
They sure did whiff on this. Do you know what the two games are?
The following week? No.
Yeah,
the Eagles, right? Aren't the Eagles?
Yeah. I'm going to that game, by
Eagles,
the way.
Eagles-Vikings? There you go. Yeah.
I'm going. I'm making the move there. First first Eagles home game during the regular season for me.
Oh.
So I'm pretty excited about
that. So what, you went to a playoff game?
No, I went to a preseason game. I think I've told it before, nightmare story. But basically, we got there for quarters 3 and 4, drove from Iona to Philly.
Oh, my God.
Went and picked up a couple cheesesteaks. And then, my buddy was late. We hit traffic. So we went to the fourth preseason game as well, right?
Oh my God.
Saw the second half. We went and got cheesesteaks. Now, we went to Geno's and Pat's. We were outsiders. I'm not ashamed of that at all.
No, it's fine.
And then, like, 5 minutes away, like, on the travel back home, my buddy's car broke down. We got towed from Philly back to Brooklyn.
Now that's
the
fourth game of the regular season. You got there at the half, like the fourth game of the fourth game of the preseason was. I would bring my daughter to that game, and we would leave at the half because not even hurt. Like she, you know, she liked the music and dancing around. I'm sitting there going, "This is like she loved it. Like she couldn't. You wouldn't know if it was the Super Bowl compared to her." But I'm sitting there going, "This is true. This is Chinese water torture right now for me. It was amazing."
Yeah, so I'm really excited to go to that game. But here's my complaint point. So this is perfect. You don't know this unless you pulled it up already, the schedule there.
Go.
But Donnie, if Eagles-Vikings is one of the games,
yes.
What are you going to assume about game number two?
It's supposed to be a West Coast game, right?
Yeah, the Eagles are the late game at 8:30.
Now what time? Who's the early game? And what time
Bills is Bills-Titans at 7 o'clock in Buffalo.
Now, see, you messed that up. Like, this is the one time where I'm going to sanction myself for saying these games shouldn't start late. Like, football is a little bit different product. That's got to be like a 6:30 and a 9 o'clock, doesn't it?
Yes!
What are we doing here?
Which is what they do every year. They've never done this. Donnie, so the Eagles are going to be playing Monday Night Football on ESPN2. You mean to tell me? Like, it's not going to be a pure ESPN
but the Eagles are getting
header?
The Eagles are getting the top team that night, though, the booth. So they're going to be on ESPN2? They're going to be the downgraded one?
So you mean to tell me, hold on now. Are both of these games on ESPN?
I can't be. Well, how could that be possible? Is one ABC, one Fox? One Fox, one ESPN?
Let's find out.
They can't have a broadcast on the same network where it's ESPN 1 versus ESPN 2. That's almost like counterproductive, isn't it?
Weak. Well, but it's also counterproductive, DRS, in that how are you okay with, the Eagles game's ABC and the Bills-Titans game's ESPN.
Okay. So these separated networks. Yeah, the Eagles got the big boy treatment there on that game, which is kind of interesting with the Bills and the Titans lacing it up. I'm already getting excited. Before you know it, football is going to be here. Come on back with us after these words.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Here we go. Best closer in the history of New York City. That is who comes in there. It's Donnie Kevin here in the afternoon. Boy, today's show is going by real fast. So let's get to some phone calls here. 844-843-6879. Red Tail calling in here on a Wednesday, heating it up. What's good, my guy?
Hey, guys. I got a week one 8-point teaser. Four teamer.
Okay.
At plus 150.
Right. I'm listening.
Speak to me.
You got my attention.
I got the Rams plus 10.5.
Mm-hmm.
Steelers plus 14.5.
Steelers 14.5.
Browns plus 9. And Lions plus 12.5.
Not that. The Lions plus 12.5. Yeah. You know what the best part about these, Kevin, when you hear the teasers? Like, isn't it hard to say, like, yeah, I don't like that one? Like, everything always looks so good. They're so hard to downplay.
Yeah, like, it'd be a little weird, right, for us to go and say,
that's
I got
to take
most,
14 points.
Yeah,
here.
I mean, you got the Browns catching over a touchdown. I can't get behind that, right? Like, or Red Tail. Like, that's just, it doesn't really make sense for us to say it in that way. But what we always kind of say is these things have a way of, you know, falling apart. We know how these things go. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Sure, I like it on its face. I don't know if those are my favorite games to tease on the board, but you've got two home dogs in there, which is definitely not a bad mood.
So what one game do you think trips me up here?
Like, it's week one, too, right? Like, if it's like week six, like, you know what? This guy's not playing well. Like, I guess you could say we don't know, like, who's, like, Pittsburgh, I'm listed here looking at the starting quarterbacks, TBD, Cleveland and Carolina, TBD at starting quarterback. It's kind of tough in those factors, you know what I mean, to try to line them up and say this one, because they all look good to me right now, to be honest.
Yeah, like, I think the answer is less, where do I think you get tripped up, and it would more be, do I think there are better options on the board? Is probably the question I would have. And I don't know if that's the answer. I think, man, early thoughts, though. Let me just start with this, DRS.
Go.
Do the Bills have such an ability to pour it on a team? Is that a danger team to you? Even though you're getting
that would
big
be,
points
yes.
there?
Yeah, because let's just say you're getting 2.5. You get it up to 10.5. It's not outside the realm where it's a 7-point game late. Rams have the football, 4th and 8 on their own 27, 4 minutes to go. Mm-hmm. They decide to go for it. But you see these outlandish scenarios that we're trying to cover up because you're getting so many points with good football teams. But I think that's a good point you make, because would you be extremely surprised if the Bills ran out to like a 21-10 lead in that game in the third quarter? Not necessarily, right?
They're a team that has big-time blowout potential. I don't know, like, if Jacoby Brissett's awful, I guess. But that feels like a double teaser game, right? Like, again, like,
yes,
Red Tail,
way.
If you were taking either side of that coin, I would understand your process.
I mean, I think the Rams in prime time, they're getting their rings, maybe the first half, you know, might go the Bills' way. I just don't think you'd get embarrassed on national TV in prime time on your home field. I think the Steelers might beat the Bengals outright. I mean, I hate the Steelers, but, you know, they are what they are. I think Browns beat the Panthers outright. I love the Lions catching points. I mean, at home. I don't know. It's fun having back.
The season. It's so much fun. Like, we just started talking about, you know, Red Tail, going over the first week of games, just to take a quick look at it. And I'm already fired up. Like, I wish it was this weekend, because how many times last year, like, we and again, in the content business, you flip it over to NFL football season, the week is awesome every day, Kevin. Every day in content for, like, 5 months is awesome. It just is.
Yeah, I mean, this stuff's going to rock. We know that. We're jazzed up about it ourselves here. And, man, there are some good there's a couple of good options out there. Like, how would you feel, Donnie, I offer you Texans plus 16 week one against the Colts?
I feel it. I like it. I think, you know, I got to tell you, I might be stealing your thunder there on Brandon Cook's totals this year.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think he's going to just, you know, as long as they stay healthy, which he's had some issues in the past. I'm just hearing good things out of Houston about Brandon Cooks this year. So just to let you know that. By the way, you want to play this game here? I'm going to give you two games that I need you to guess. The highest spread percentage here, should I say tickets, that are being bet in week one. Can you name the two teams? The percentage of tickets being bet on a certain team. Who are the top two? And they're separated by literally 1 or 2% here.
Denver is one of them.
Denver is one, correct. That line opened up at 4.5 at the FanDuel Sportsbook. We now see it sitting at 5.5 at the FanDuel Sportsbook. What's the other game? Massive. Same way, just being bet like the Denver Broncos. And it's a road team. It's a road team. So I'll give you that. So two road teams. Remember that? How crazy is that in the NFL? Two road teams getting absolutely crushed with bets here.
There's a couple spots that's jumping off the page. There's a couple spots, really, that do jump off the page here. The Chiefs?
Not the Chiefs. Let me see where the Chiefs do line up here. No, actually, how about this? 67% of the tickets on the Cardinals.
Yeah, that can't be so.
Ooh, that's that sharp money there. It's a 1 o'clock game road team.
It's the Niners.
Nope.
Oh, I'm now feeling
49ers are heavy. 49ers are heavy. They're heavy favorites, but not as much as this team is almost on par with the Denver Broncos being bet here. And it's interesting that it is, because this feels to me like one of those sharp situations where people are trying to get behind this football team, and one of the other ones like, there's some questions on this one team, but they're not being bet like they have any questions.
Huh. I don't know. Lay it on me. I don't want to
Baltimore
keep guessing
Ravens.
Here forever.
Baltimore
okay.
Ravens,
okay.
Which is an interesting spot. They're 6-point favorites here and getting absolutely hammered against the Jets. Like, Jets at home, Zach Wilson really beefed up. This team can play, and Baltimore's got no wide receivers. They're on the road, and Lamar Jackson, we don't think he's a good quarterback. Like, all that stuff rolls into it. I'm actually surprised that they're being bet at that clip currently right now. I am.
Interesting. Yeah, I think I'll probably be interested in Baltimore week one, right? We'll take what Red Tail brought us right here in terms of a teaser. Now, we do 6-point teasers when we do our pick six contest.
Yeah.
Do you think, if you had to pick, are you more interested in teasing Baltimore or the Jets?
I got to tell you, it's probably the Jets opening week at home, getting to more than double digits. Really, I am. Like, I might, because even though, again, the public is all over Baltimore, because you figure, hey, I got Lamar Jackson or Zach Wilson. It really shouldn't be that hard. But the more I look at it, it seems to me like if Baltimore does win this game, I don't think it's like a couple years ago where they went down to Miami and beat them by like 50 points. Like, man, Dolphins might not win a game all season long. I do feel like the Jets will be prepared and ready for that game. Maybe not ready to win it, but I'd be more comfortable taking, let's just say, 12 points than a pick 'em with a road game, first game of the season for Baltimore.
I think every part of me knows we took a lot of pride in our pick six last year.
Yeah.
We did very, very well, especially on the tag team teaser. I know that teasing down a road team to pick is asking for trouble. It still would have to be the direction that I go. To be honest with you, I would be more surprised if the Jets won than if the Ravens won by 2 touchdowns. I think that's kind of the way I'd have to look at it there. But, I don't anticipate either direction kind of being the the way I go. Man, I'm excited to get back to that pick six. We had a heck of a season.
Yeah.
Moneyline dogs.
Like, unbelievable. It was such a great thing that you put in there because nobody really likes to take moneyline dogs because the thought process behind it and just wrapping it around your brain, oh, hold on. They're getting 6 points. I don't know if they can win this game, right? Because let me take a moneyline dog at plus one. Like, there were some really good shots in here. And even the games you didn't win had a legitimate chance. And the run I was having on them were incredible. Like, think about that. Like, forget about the points. Like, I'll take the 5.5 points. Because how many times do they tell you, and rightfully so in the NFL when you bet it, pick the winner. Just pick the winner, and it usually handles itself. So you slide down, like, which team do you think can actually win some of these games? And it was so fun to actually watch those play out and ring those in. So it is a fun environment to have anytime. Touchdown, who's going to score, you know, picks it, the teasers that we have, as well as the big money line dogs. It's fun, and it's certainly coming up quickly here. But there are some games where, and again, it is nice. Let me see, where do the Eagles play? Is it 1 o'clock for the Eagles? Yeah, 1 o'clock at Detroit. Not a lot of juice, per se, outside of because it's the opener. That should be fun to watch. But there's some other games, like week one, that may be some head turners. Obviously, starting with the Thursday night game. But then you get into that Sunday, Baltimore, New York Jets, okay. New Orleans, Atlanta, okay. New England, Miami, I'm interested in. Cleveland and Carolina, we'll find out who the starting quarterbacks are there. That'll be intriguing there. Even Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. San Francisco, Chicago, I don't know much about that one here. Indianapolis, Houston, okay. Washington and Jacksonville, not for me. But the 4 o'clock slate, pretty good, Kevin. Kansas City, Arizona, Vegas versus the Chargers, Green Bay versus Minnesota. They throw a stinker in there with the Giants and the Titans, and then they give you Dallas and Tampa. By the way, I love the fact that they ran back Dallas and also Tampa Bay. Role reversal, change buildings, get after it. I like that. I do.
You know what's in, like, because I don't know why the Giants were at 4 o'clock. And then I was going to answer that by saying, well, they're given kind of that New York split.
Yeah.
I know it's, like, they play in the same building, so it makes sense. But you never hear Philadelphia referred to as a Pennsylvania team or Pittsburgh referred to as a Pennsylvania team. Like, they are their own separate entities. Yes. Like, if somebody is in Pittsburgh and is like, yeah, I'm from Queens, I'm a Yankees fan. Yeah. You'll get a little blowback here and there, but that's not bizarre, right?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, Donnie, if you grew up with someone that was a Steelers fan, you'd be like, I don't understand. Like, that doesn't, like, you're not anywhere. You're not, you're from outer space. It's as odd as being a Browns fan.
Correct. No, it's definitely right. And also, the funny part about that is we were talking earlier about the ticket. Let me explain to you how my Sunday afternoon would go here. Ooh, man. Chiefs, Arizona. Let me see that game. Nah. Vegas and the Chargers? Oh, man. No. Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers getting it after with Minnesota? Dalvin Cook? Nah. You're going to get the Giants and the Titans 3-0 halftime game and miss out on everything. I don't know if I can do it, but you know what, Dish Network, call me up. Anybody listening? No, excuse me, not this. DirecTV, if you're listening out there, hit me up with a DM here on Twitter, and you need me to promote it a little bit. You want to throw in something for me? I'll do it. I mean, I'm already having flashbacks where I'm losing my mind.
You're better in the lead, though, because of all those games, which one are you most likely to have a team total over on? It's the New York Giants.
Yeah, like, ooh, right? I'm liking Bill Brian Davis at it. Heard big things. Kadarius Toney. Looks like his shoes fit. He's ready to go. Yeah.
People like Kadarius Toney.
17.5.
Saquon Barkley running hard in practice, trucking dudes.
Yeah, you are a Barkley guy through and through, though, I
got
to tell you.
Oh, hey,
you be feeling that this year?
Year.
He did. I can't believe that guy was running wild against the football team / Redskins / Commanders. Now.
No!
Ooh, that's going to be a tough one. That's going to be a tough one, man. It really is. 1 minute, 10 seconds. What does it matter? We're running out of time here. It's time to get to some picks. Hang on. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Final segment here on a Wednesday afternoon on Moneyline right here on the grid. SiriusXM channel 159. It's time to give out some plays and cash in some tickets as something crashed in the background as we're ready to go here. There you go. Boom. Don't change your channel because the Mets hit their team total, and the game is going over the total. Nicely done by me and K-Dub talking about that earlier today on the early line. Got three plays today. Toronto's team total over 4.5 at a -114 price. How about this one? Back-to-back unders for me today. The Rangers and the Astros under 7.5 at a -120. The Phillies and the Marlins under 7.5 at a -120. JP, let them know who's going yard tonight.
Vladdy Jr.'s going yard tonight.
Yeah, he is too. He's definitely going yard tonight. And K-props, K-Walsh, what do you got?
Hold on, JP. Go ahead. Start the strikeout props.
Yeah, let's go. Robbie Ray over 6.5 strikeouts.
That's true. Boom. There's 1, 2, 3. Like, we're focused on home runs here. Who brought up these strikeout props? My goodness.
I'll handle it from here, partner. Don't worry about it. Look, we got a 3-pack tonight on deck in the strikeout props. We've got a pair of over 4.5s. Jose Berríos for Toronto, -105. That is on DraftKings. Madison Bumgarner over 4.5, -140. You might think it's expensive, but I love the ability with that alt strikeout market on FanDuel to help put things into perspective. 5-plus Ks, which is over 4.5, yeah, that's -200. So you don't think you're doing yourself any harm by getting involved at a -140. Again, both on DraftKings. Then one FanDuel number, it's an under on Justin Verlander. 7.5, so it's a big ask. It's a little bit worrisome there, certainly, to go up against a guy of that magnitude. But trust me, 7 strikeouts is still a great night. You got to roll with it. Sometimes you're fading the best guys out there. It's a little worrisome, but you'll live with the results. So a 3-pack there tonight, DRS.
I like where we're going. And tomorrow, how about these headlines? New York Football Giants, New England Patriots, Tennessee Titans, and the Baltimore Ravens. Thursday night action and some cornfield game that'll be taking place with players that we don't even know who they are. Thanks for tuning in today. For Donnie, for Kevin, for JP. See you tomorrow.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.